This is BOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Two pivotal U.S. Senate runoff elections in the southern state of Georgia were too close to call late Monday, make that Tuesday night. The outcomes of the closely watched contest will determine political control in the Senate during the first 2 years of President-elect Joe Biden's term in the White House. But with roughly 80% of the vote counted in the two contests, no one was claiming victory or conceding defeat. Heading into the elections, Republicans hold the majority in the 100-seat Senate with a 50-48 advantage, needing to win one of the two Georgia contests to maintain their advantage and act as a bulwark against Biden's legislative proposals after he is inaugurated on January the 20th. Protesters supporting outgoing President Donald Trump rallied near the White House Tuesday night ahead of Wednesday's congressional vote, expected to certify the Electoral College results, giving Biden the presidency. The White House says Trump, who continues to dispute the results, will address a gathering of supporters in Washington Wednesday as he seeks to rally support for his last-ditch efforts to overturn his loss to Biden. The rallies have local authorities bracing for street confrontations. And prosecutors in the U.S. state of Wisconsin have cleared a white police officer in the August shooting of Jacob Blake in the city of Kenosha. Blake, who is black, was shot four times at close range in an incident that touched off daily street protests here in the U.S. Prosecutors said there was a knife inside Blake's car and the officer had the right to self-defense. Blake's lawyer said he was attempting to break up a fight between two women when he was shot. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Bye.